the likeness of God is either a quality of this image, or it is the state of the soul as spiritual, not subject to decay or dissolution. Okay, so we'll go into more detail in each one of these now. Again, you're listening to Reconquest and the Crusade Premium Channel, parts of the Veritas Radio Network. This is episode number 127, and we're talking about the image and likeness of God. So let's go back to that first question. Is the image of God in man? Now, of course, the answer is yes. St. Thomas makes, very early on, he compares and contrasts image and likeness a bit, but he's going to save a fuller treatment of that to the very end. I answer that, as St. Augustine says, where an image exists, there forthwith is likeness. But where there is likeness, there is not necessarily an image. Hence, it is clear that likeness is essential to an image, and that image adds something to likeness, namely that it is copied from something else. That's important. For an image is so called because it is produced by an imitation of something else. Wherefore, for instance, an egg, howsoever much like and equal to another egg, is not called an image of the other egg because it is not copied from it. Okay, so two eggs are very much alike. They are like one another, but the one egg is not the image of the other because the one didn't function as the other's prototype. It's not copied from it. So that's one of the chief differences between likeness and image. Now, he asked this question. One of the objections, he talked about how only the Son of God is the perfect image of the Father. Only the firstborn is, so quoting from Colossians 1:15, it talks about our Lord. It says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? So he's saying as an objection, now we can't possibly be the image of God because only Christ is the image of God. He's the real image of God. So he makes the point that equality isn't essential to the concept of image. As St. Augustine says, quote, where there is an image, there is not necessarily equality, end quote. From St. Augustine, St. Thomas continues, as we see in a person's image reflected in the glass. Yet this is of the essence of a perfect image. For in a perfect image, nothing is wanting that is to be found in that of which it is a copy. Okay, so in Christ, right? He's a perfect image of the Father. The second person, the Son, is God from God, light from light, true God from true God. He's co-equal with the Father. He's co-eternal with the Father. He's consubstantial with the Father. So he's not only like God, he is God, and he's a perfect image of the Father. So this is said elsewhere. St. Paul says of our Lord that he is the image of the invisible God. The icon is the Greek word, the icon of the invisible God. He's the perfect image, but we are imperfect images. Man is an imperfect image. So St. Thomas continues, for in a perfect image, nothing is wanting that is to be found in that of which it is a copy. Now it is manifest that in man there is some likeness to God, copied from God, as from an exemplar. In other words, an example, a pattern. Yet this likeness is not one of equality, for such an exemplar infinitely excels its copy. So God infinitely excels us, right? Therefore, there is in man a likeness to God, not indeed a perfect likeness, but imperfect. And Scripture implies the same when it says that man was made to God's likeness. For the preposition to signifies a certain approach, as of something at a distance. That's, I think, a very subtle point, that we're not created in God's image. Actually, it says of our Lord that he is the image of the invisible God. We are not the image. We are to the image of God. Just taking St. Thomas's rather subtle point about the wording of that passage in Genesis. All right, so I think that's enough on Article 1. The answer, of course, is yes, God is. The image of God is in man, for sure. Now, Article 2. Whether the image of God is to be found in irrational creatures. Now, we said earlier that the answer to this is no. No, the image of God is not found in irrational creatures. It's not found in stones or plants or little puppy dogs. It's only found in man. So I'll skip to the said contra. On the contrary, Augustine says, and this is from his book On the Literal Sense of Genesis, quote, man's excellence consists in the fact that God made him to his own image by giving him an intellectual soul, which raises him above the beasts of the field, end quote. St. Thomas continues, therefore, things without intellect are not made to God's image.